Francis, Francis Holloway, Holloway, 5323. Today's 7/7/23. This is a 100-year-old woman with history of hearing loss, blindness, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, recent history of shingles and neuropathy, period, and pericarditis. Patient has developed a rather a stubborn rash around mid-axillary right side involving the breast and some of the flanks on the right side. Patient is on hospice currently. Patient has been on cortisone, acyclovir, hydrocortisone cream, and triamcinolone cream, and nothing has worked for her. Medication, really medication for rash, nothing else at this time. Allergy, none. COVID immunizations up to date. Medical problems at above. Surgery, no recent surgery. Social, never been a heavy smoker or drinker. Has two children. One passed away in her 20s. Husband died in 1989. Review of system, mainly the rash, she can't eat, her appetite has been down, has been losing weight, consistent with end stage, failure to thrive, and hospice that she's already, and requiring hospice care that she's already on at this time. Her daughter is Frances, who's her primary caregiver. 100, turnover 60, 88, 18, heart, positive, home positive, two lungs, clear, abdomen, soft. Lower extremity, no edema. Patient does have the well-demarcated rash around the right side of her flank, mid-axillary, and breast. Patient states that she lays on that side and she believes it gets wet and that's where the rash is coming from. There is some excoriation and some redness associated with low-grade inflammation. Assessment, number one, advanced stage. Number two, failure to thrive. Number three, blindness. Next one is deafness. Next one is atrial fibrillation. Next one is coronary artery disease. Next one station is on hospice. Next number, as far as the rash is concerned, I definitely believe the rash is consistent with cutaneous candidiasis, has not responded to topical treatments. We'll try her on Lamisil 251 today for the next 21 days. If not successful, recommend Grisofulvin or GRIESFULVIN, Grisofulvin, 500 milligrams twice a day. And if that doesn't work for the next 14 days, and if that doesn't work, I would do a punch biopsy to better understand the nature of the rash. Francis Holloway, 5323, today's date. Thank you.